Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's do what we do every single Wednesday. We are joined by the great Mike Wick.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook. New users can score up to $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. BetParks.com, must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's what we know. If the Eagles run into major issues at wide receiver with injuries, Mike can just step in there. Come on, Mike, you could still get the job done, right?
Of course I can. I'm ready.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, that didn't sound completely convinced.
<really didn't. laughs> Mike wasn't expecting me to have the first question. But so would you come out of retirement this year? Hey, Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Good, pal. Doing well. So, Mike, a big assessment today on the Eagles, and we're trying to figure out, amongst other things, how to evaluate this four-game winning streak. Because it's great to win four in a row, obviously. But yes, it would be better against better teams. These four teams they beat have a combined record of 10-26. So how do you evaluate what the Eagles have become in light of who they beat and how they beat them?
Well, that's not their issue that they've played teams that don't have winning records. They can only play the teams that they're scheduled to play. And that's just the way it is. I think that the Eagles are getting better, and we're watching it. And you can look at almost any phase, and you can say that this team is, they're progressing. They're ascending each and every week. That's the way I look at it. And all these teams are professional teams. They're still good football teams. They're the best of the best in the world at what they do. And the Eagles have beaten these teams. Are they better than the Kansas City Chiefs, the teams they played? No, but they haven't had to play them yet.
After the game, watching the guys come off the field, just on the TV copy, just watching Lane give a thumbs down, I thought that was sort of telling. The team felt like they left some on the field. You know, then after the game, sure, Lane actually said, "Hey, we should have scored 40 points." What does that mean, Mike? That the guys, the players, are drawing attention to the fact that they're not beating teams the way they should, despite the fact that they're beating teams. They're not beating them as soundly as they should. Sort of the beginning of pointing fingers. Does this worry you?
No, I don't think that worries me. I just think that this team got so far ahead that they kind of started to take their foot off the gas. And They gave Jacksonville a little bit of life, and that's all Jacksonville needed. That's the part that I didn't like, that I felt like they took their foot off the gas, because we're going along for three quarters and, you know, they were dominating the game, and Jacksonville knew that they were in a fight that they couldn't win and they were being dominated.
Yeah.
But then to give them life, they're, like I said, they're professionals.
Yes.
They know how to play the game. So once they get a little bit of confidence in life, then confidence is everything in this game. Mm-hmm. When you have the confidence and you can go out and make things happen, it just kind of snowballs, and you start to get more confidence.
And I just worry. I think we all worry, Eagles fans, when we play good teams, how does our team stack up? Right now, we feel good about the way we stack up against mediocre or bad teams. How do we stack up against those good ones? The Detroit Lions is out there.
Yeah. So we're going to have to cross that road when we get there because we don't know. We don't know how these guys are going to react. But the fact that they're getting better, smarter at the way they do things, then you listen to something like N'Kobe Dean's explanation after the game of the interception and that he was beaten on this play in practice. It comes up in the game situation. He understands what the possibilities are that they can, and he almost felt that play was coming, and he reacted. He made the play. Like, when you see stuff like that, when guys are able to articulate exactly what's going on the field, they're smart enough to diagnose things. They're smart enough to understand the position that they're in. For a coach, that just makes you know, it's mind-blowing that guys understand and guys are able to go out and execute based on what they've learned, their tape study, and all of these things rolled up in one.
Mike Quick with us here. Mike, you know, I've been impressed with Jalen in the last couple weeks. It's certainly been an improvement, and you know I was very skeptical, and still am to an extent, clearly, but it's been better. Can you talk about his evolution from the season, during the season, and what you specifically notice that's going on that's helping him be better?
You've been worse than skeptical.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll start there. But I just
thank you.
You might have won this thing called Drop of the Week there, Mike, but we'll say.
I just think he's progressing, and it's a different system. He's getting a little more comfortable. Certainly having AJ on the field helps a whole lot. But the fact that this is a running football team now, and he's able to get on the center a lot more, all of these things just seem to work. And again, I go back to the fact that they're, what is this, game 7, game 8? You need all of that because you don't do a whole lot in training camp, and you need to be under fire, understanding, because things happen so quickly, and you don't really have time to do anything but react. And so now he's starting to react a little bit better, although we would like to see him react even faster sometimes, because I just don't see the sense of urgency that I would like to see out of him many times. But he's growing, and I think he's growing in this system, and the system is starting to, system meaning Kellen Moore, is starting to understand how to best utilize his skill set.
Mike, has Nick been more aggressive this season in terms of going for it as opposed to kicking it and taking points? Does it feel like he is sort of putting things a little more on the line from a reckless perspective this season compared to the last few?
Well, without a doubt, he's going for it more. I feel like it. I haven't looked at numbers that would say that, but I just feel like he's putting it on the players that we're going to go for it in this situation. And if we win, we're great. If we don't win this situation, I'm going to rely on my defense. And especially a game like on Sunday, when you know that your defense is dominant, I think you take a few more chances.
Mike, have a good call down in Dallas, man. I know it's a dirty place down there, you know, but, you know. Get the dub and come back and bury the Cowboys for the season.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a fun place to play. But the only issue is that we haven't won down there recently. So, it'll be good to get down there and get a win.
Good stuff, man. Mike, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for being a big part of the show, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.